Things begin to look different south of downtown Waco. A small cement building stands, paint faded and abandoned, boarded windows and all. Worn sidewalks trace the neighborhoods of tiny wood houses. They're older houses, many with overgrown lawns. An old rusty sedan with flat tires is more immobilized than parked beneath a sappy mesquite tree. At Clay and 16th, some houses have paint that's peeling now. Others have faded toys strewn about them. That's evidence to one thing. There are children around. Meet Sylvia Cash. She's a parent educator at Avance. Sylvia's plastic baby doll wore pink pajamas. She rocked the doll, held the figure close, looked up, and reminded a room full of women that babies are like flower seeds. They're really small, but have so much potential. For the next hour, she explained just how a group of young Hispanic mothers could help their children achieve their potential. This is a class at Avance Waco. Jessica Xolalpa is the executive director for the program.
Avance is a national nonprofit that focuses on parent and early childhood education programs.
The program works to counteract what she calls a cycle of poverty by influencing the families to house a more nurturing environment.
We focus our services on low-income families. That Texas has the highest poverty rate of any large industrial state, and the city of Waco has a poverty rate that is double the state average, we're about four times higher than the national average, which is particularly sad because Waco is such a wonderful community and has so much to offer, yet we have families that get stuck in the cycle of poverty. We know that the key to breaking that cycle is education.
That's a trend that others have noticed.
We believe that children have great value and worth. They're all different.
That's Ann Broaddus.
But every one of them has a gift, and every one of them has a purpose.
She's the regional director for Kids Hope USA, a national faith-based organization that works to connect social justice-minded congregations with students who could use a friend.
Children deserve to be happy and deserve to know they can come out of childhood and have a life that is productive and fulfilling in whatever role or realm they decide to do that in. So we build a relationship that is key to what we do in mentoring.
Where Avance provides support for parents where they are, Kids Hope helps kids where they are. School. 89% of the students at Waco ISD are considered economically disadvantaged. Amber George at WISD says that there are many ways to get involved in a student's life. In fact, it's something that the system is trying to encourage via community involvement.
Everybody plays a part into the success of children and them reaching their full education potential and realizing their dreams and going on.
It's important to her because, as Amber puts it,
so sometimes having a lunch buddy sit there and tell you, you know, you're special or how is your day going? And that child getting that one-on-one attention that a volunteer or a mentor could do, it's an intangible benefit, but it's immeasurable and it really impacts.
Forming a mentoring relationship with an adult or child is a unique way to confront the cyclical nature of poverty. Lending a hand, a meal perhaps, and some perspective. Life can be tough, but for the Waco community, our mix of experiences and ideas could best help others when shared. For KWBU, I'm Jordan Corona.